to Julie Galthorpe with one of her associates from the office, Lee Kellogg, who is an art psychotherapist. We'll pick up the conversation, Miriam.
Yeah, Lee, and I'd like to ask, because you mentioned that art psychotherapy, it helps manage sensory input, but I don't really understand the terminology. So what exactly is sensory input, please?
So that's a fancy word that all of us have to manage with our brain and our body every day. It is all of the extra sounds and all of the extra input that other people around us and other things happening around us, we have to hear and feel. And so what happens is a person on the spectrum, because their brain is a little, functions a little differently, just as awesome, but a little differently, what happens is sometimes all of that extra stimulation can cause a lot of overwhelm. Particularly if we talk about children or teens in classroom settings, you know, there's a lot of noisy children. And I used to be a teacher, so I know there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of kids talking. There's things going on all the time around you. And that, even just the sound of a classroom, can be very overwhelming for someone who has sensory processing challenges.
We're tight for time. Lee, how's the funding work with this with the province?
You can apply online through the government website to something called Access OAP. It's the Ontario Autism Program. And what happens is if you've approved there, if you have a child or anyone under the age of 18 who is approved, you can access funding from the government to support art psychotherapy. So it's a way to have art psychotherapy paid for without it coming out of your pocket or your insurance.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when Lee was just talking about that sensory processing piece, I had one child say to me once, and he was dealing with attention deficit disorder, but he said to me, "I feel like I'm in the classroom and all I hear is la 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 la." And he moved his hands back and forth. So he was talking about how difficult it was for him just to focus, stay calm, listening. And often what ends up happening is people see the difficulty that children are having with self-regulation as a behavioral problem, that they just need to correct the behavior. And it's not just that. Yes, we have to deal with the behavior, but that behavior is being fueled by this difficulty with processing what all the sounds and, as we said, the sensory processing. So if you are interested in art psychotherapy and you feel like this would be something helpful for you or your child, we're going to put some more information up on our website at Galthorpe Therapist and in our social media at Dr. Julie Galthorpe RSW. Or you can always just give us a call at 613-962-1852 and we will help you out with this.